Since starting the podcast back in 2019, I've spent almost 200 hours interviewing researchers, professors, authors, and experts about persuasion. I've asked them to share the scientifically proven tactics that actually persuade. I've read 50 books about behavioral science and the psychology behind persuasion, and I've tested all of these principles out myself, usually to grow this very podcast. So today, I decided to cover the persuasion tactics that I think work best. I'll take you through my treasure trove of persuasion insights, and you'll learn 6 simple techniques that you can use to persuade anyone. All of that coming up after this quick break. Marketing Made Simple, hosted by Dr. JJ Peterson, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals, and it is the podcast I'd love to recommend today. Marketing Made Simple brings you practical tips to make your marketing easy and, more importantly, make it work. In a recent episode, JJ spoke about the power of one-liners. He shared how these short business descriptions are the foundation for your marketing efforts, and I think that episode is well worth a listen. So tune into Marketing Made Simple wherever you get your podcasts. Here is something I've never shared on this podcast before. I love Bethesda games. These role-playing games like Skyrim, Fallout, and Starfield, they captivate me. I've spent weeks on end engrossed in their story. There's a lot I like about these games, but one of my favourite aspects is fairly insignificant, yet it has me hooked. See, in these games, the player is encouraged to talk to other characters to progress the storyline.
If you think you've got what it takes, our headquarters is in Solitude.
Often the player needs to persuade the character to do something.
Whoa, easy there, Vault Boy. This doesn't involve you.
You stop waving that gun in my face. Or it's gonna involve me.
Okay, just take it easy.
It's great fun in these persuasion games to try and guess which dialogue option would be most effective at persuading someone. Sometimes you find your choice is very persuasive.
Now hand over your money. All of it.
Just keep calm, all right? Here, that's everything I have.
And sometimes you're not too persuasive.
Now hand over your money. All of it.
That's it. You're dead.
But if you failed, you can always exit the game and try again. Annoyingly, life isn't replayable like these games. Persuading someone isn't as simple as picking one of 3 dialogue options. No. To persuade someone in the real world, there are millions of things you could say. Knowing what to say to persuade isn't easy. Yet in studying persuasion, I have learned that there are ways to become more persuasive, tactics that are scientifically proven to work most of the time. These tactics are kind of like cheat codes in the game, ways of automatically convincing someone. Over the years, I've collected hundreds of different tactics which I put in one giant database. But most of these persuasion tactics can be grouped into 2 themes. The first is tactics around persuading someone to act, and the second is tactics around persuading someone to change. So let's kick off with the first theme, persuading someone to act. Out of all of the studies I've looked at, there are 3 that seem particularly effective at encouraging action. The first tip is about when to ask people to act. See, all of us experience something known as temporal discounting. Put simply, this means that the further something is away from the current time, the less salient it seems. So if you need to study for an exam, it's easier to say, "Oh, I'll start studying tomorrow," rather than "I'll start studying today." This tendency to commit to things that are in the future can actually help you persuade. In a 2008 study by Promin, high-performing students were asked to tutor their below-average peers. This isn't an easy thing to persuade students to do. Students have got a lot on their plate. Tutoring is really sort of the last thing they want to do. Yet, making one tiny change to the way you ask these high-performing students made them twice as likely to agree. See, when the students were asked to tutor others in the current term, the students only committed to 27 minutes of tutoring per week on average. However, when the students were asked to tutor in the next term, the commitment rose from 27 minutes to 85 minutes a week on average. People are more likely to commit to something in the future than they are to commit to something in the present. If you need to persuade, you'd be better off asking in advance. You should encourage customers to enroll in your upgrade in the next quarter. You should ask your partner to join the gym next month. Or you should ask your boss to approve your pay rise at the next performance review. We are more likely to commit to something if the commitment feels far away. It is a powerful nudge, but it is not the only tactic. Another is known as the fresh start effect. Popularized by Professor Katie Milkman in her book How to Change, she shared how persuasive a fresh start date can be. So, what is a fresh start date? Well, it is a date that marks a new period of time. This could be the start of a week, the first day of summer, or the new year. These temporal landmarks, according to Katie, they boost persuasion. In fact, in her 2014 study called The Fresh Start Effect, she showed just how powerful this nudge is. One part of the study encouraged participants to start saving money. This is not the easiest behavior to encourage a student to start. But Katie had a smart tactic. Half were asked to start saving on a date labeled as normal. So, for example, 20th of March. Others were asked to start saving on the same date, but instead with a fresh start label. So instead of saying the 20th of March, they'd say the first day of spring. Start saving on the first day of spring. Turns out, using a fresh start date is more persuasive. Not only did it encourage the students to start saving, it also boosted the amount they actually saved. Those who saw the fresh start label saved 30% more than the control group who saw the normal date. It's such a simple persuasion tactic to apply. Ask someone to act on a fresh start date, like a birthday or a new season. Not only does this push the commitment off into the future, but it also motivates you to that fresh start label. Okay, that's great if you want to convince someone to do something in the future, but what if you need to persuade them immediately? Well, researchers over the years have identified very effective ways to accomplish this, the most effective of which is one that many loyal listeners of Nudge will know. It involves social proof. Social proof is the idea that we follow the actions of others. If you see a queue outside an art gallery, you'll want to go in. If you read a blockbuster movie that's more popular than any other, you'll want to watch it. But you don't have to create a blockbuster movie to persuade someone with social proof. No. Robert Cialdini, a professor at Arizona University, proved that persuading with social proof is pretty easy. His students, in collaboration with a local hotel, aimed to encourage guests to reuse their hotel towels. The hotel spent a fortune washing these towels every single day for guests. Encouraging reuse not only helps the environment, but it helps the hotel save money. So, how do you persuade the hotel guests? Well, here's what Cialdini tried. In a random control trial, guests saw one of these three messages. The first said, "Please reuse your towels." This was the control. The second said, "Help us save the environment. Reuse your towel." And the final was simple social proof. It said, "Most guests in this hotel reuse their towel." Here's what he found. The control was pretty ineffective. It didn't improve towel reuse at all. The environmental plea, it did work better. It increased towel use by 35% compared to the control. But incredibly, the social proof variant, which had none of those environmental reasons behind it, well, that was far more effective at boosting towel reuse. It went up by 45% compared to the control. So just saying that most guests in this hotel reuse their towels boosted reuse by 45%. The takeaway is simple. To persuade others, share how most others do the action you want to encourage. So, stick a best-selling label on your best-selling product. Share how thousands of others read your email newsletter and tell customers that this toothpaste is the most popular amongst dentists. Persuading someone gets an awful lot easier if you know which tactics to apply. Asking people to commit to something in the future, that works. Asking people to commit to a fresh start date will be more persuasive. And stating that most other people follow a certain action will make your suggestion more persuasive. But what about when you need to change someone's mind? Well, we'll cover that after this quick break. It is common to hear that marketing is ever changing, that this year is different and that customers are evolving. Honestly, in the 10 years I've worked in marketing, those predictions have been largely bogus. But last year was different. AI, the proliferation of ChatGPT and the global use of these tools does seem to have changed marketing in significant ways. To better understand this change, I'd recommend checking out HubSpot's State of Marketing report.
The 2024 edition is the all-in-one guide for everything happening this year and how marketing has changed fairly dramatically in the past 12 months. HubSpot surveyed more than 1,400 marketing pros from across the world and curated the top trends they are thinking about. If you download the free report, you'll get all the info you need to genuinely understand how marketing is changing and to think critically about how your marketing strategies might need to evolve. Visit hubspot.com/state of marketing to get your copy.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Nudge with me, Phil Agnew. Now, persuading someone, it is very hard. We're habitual creatures. We like to stick with what we know. It is really tricky to encourage someone to change. It's tricky to encourage your parents to go vegan, your uncle to vote differently, your children to try broccoli. But there is a scientifically backed tip that is proven to help with each of these. And it's something I've tested myself. In 2009, two researchers hit the streets of California and asked pedestrians to stop and answer a survey. Now, no one likes answering these surveys. We all have things to do. No one wants to change their plans and stop for 10 minutes. And this is what the researchers found. Only 29% of Californians walking by agreed to stop. But then they tested a simple persuasion technique. They asked a question which was designed to persuade. Before asking the passers-by if they would answer the survey, they asked instead, "Are you a helpful person?" Now, how would you answer this? My guess is that you would say, yes, I am. And this is because most of us have these positive self-perceptions of ourselves. And this question prompts us to think of those positive self-perceptions. And because the Californians were prompted to think of themselves as helpful, they became more likely to stop. The number of people who answered the survey went from 29% in the control to 77.3% in that variant where they were asked if you're a helpful person. That is an incredible improvement, more than doubling the amount of respondents. Affirming these positive self-perceptions increases persuasion. But this effect is even more simpler than that. Just asking any question seems to boost persuasion. To explore this, I set up my own test. For my test, I created two Reddit ads. Both ads encouraged people to listen to this podcast. The ads were shown to people in the UK and the US who had interacted with marketing subreddits on Reddit. In both of the ads, there was a link to my podcast, so I could actually measure how many people clicked on the ad and then went and listened to my show. The first ad, the control, it had no question in the copy. It just said, "Ditch boring business podcasts, try Nudge." Next to that text, I put a few of my 5-star reviews. You can see a picture of that ad in the show notes if you want to have a look. The second ad was identical to the first, except the copy here read, "Bored of boring business podcasts? Try Nudge." I hoped the question would be more persuasive. I hoped it would engage readers, making them more likely to click. And it worked. The ad with the question was 15% more effective than the control. It drove far more people to my podcast and resulted in many more listeners. A 15% improvement from just changing two words and adding a question mark is seriously impressive. But there's even more persuasion tactics that I want to share today. In fact, there's two more. The first is really, really simple. If you want someone to value something, say the product you're selling, make the potential customer feel ownership over that product before they've bought. See, there's a principle known as the endowment effect, and this means that people value things more when they have ownership over them. And by ownership, I don't mean that they literally have to own the thing. Simply letting the customer have some control in creating the thing can work. In his book, Irrationality, Stuart Sutherland shares a study on this effect. For the study, participants were given lottery tickets. Half of them were given a lottery ticket with the numbers filled out for them, so the numbers had already been picked. The other half were asked to pick the numbers themselves. Both groups, after they had done this task, were then asked if they would sell the tickets back to the researcher and how much they would want for the ticket. Here's what's interesting. Those who self-selected their lottery numbers asked for $8.67 on average, $8.67. And those who were given the tickets with the numbers filled in, well, they asked for just $1.96. The perceived value of this lottery ticket went up by 7 times simply because the customers had some ownership over the product. The takeaway? Well, to persuade someone, you want to make them feel ownership over the product you are trying to sell. offer them customization options to make the product seem unique, or perhaps a free trial with the product before you ask for payment. This works for selling products, but it also works for selling your ideas. If you want to persuade someone on an idea, get them to think of the idea as their own. Ask your boss a question which might make them suggest it. So ask them, "Would you agree that my performance has been above average?" Or, "In your opinion, do above average performers usually get pay rises during performance reviews?" Taking this approach will be a lot more persuasive. And if you are looking to ask for a raise, there is one final tip I have for you. This is from the 2020 book, Blindsight. The book cites a study conducted in San Francisco, which asked citizens to donate to a local charity. The study tested two messages. The control simply talked about the charity and asked residents to donate. The variant was almost identical, containing the exact same copy, except for one extra line. The extra line read, "Someone has already offered to donate $400. So someone has already offered to donate $400. Everything was the same except for that one line. And that extra line, it was extremely persuasive. It acted as an anchor and made people donate more. The average donations went from $64 with the control to $143 with that anchor variant. So when asking for a raise, maybe you should share how your previous company typically offered 15% raises to high performers. When selling to customers, you should show them your higher priced option first. And when asking for donations, don't ask what would you like to donate, simply share that others have donated $400. Now, persuasion will never be as easy as it is in those video games, but with these six tips, it certainly gets a lot less complicated. Follow these six bits of advice when you're next trying to persuade, and I guarantee you, you'll be more persuasive. So, to persuade someone to act, you want to ask someone to commit not now, but in the future. That commitment shouldn't be on a standard date, but instead on a fresh start date. And always share that other people, just like them, already do the behavior you're suggesting. And then if you want to persuade someone to change, you should ask them a calibrated question first, like, "Are you a helpful person?" You should give them the feeling of ownership before making your request, and you should use an anchor to swing perception. Now look, I want to be totally honest with you. I think this episode is barely scratching the surface of persuasion techniques. In the hundreds of hours that I've spent studying persuasion, I've noticed that there is far, far more than just this. And this alone won't be enough to turn you into some persuasion expert. So if you are keen to learn more, then I've created something just for you. It is a three-part email course teaching the science behind persuasion. In that course, I cover 9 more studies that you can use to do all sorts of things, like improve your marketing, to grab a raise, to sell more deals if you're a salesperson, or simply persuade your kids to go to bed. This course, which is spread out over 3 days, where you'll get 3 video lessons from me on each of these topics, is totally free. That's right, you won't have to pay a penny to sign up to it at all. All you have to do to sign up is click the link in the show notes. It's really important you click that link in the show notes. Enter your email address and you'll be sent that first video lesson today. So make sure you click that link in the show notes of today's episode. That is the only way to sign up to the Science of Persuasion course. Enter your email and you'll get 9 more persuasion tips from me for free. So I hope to see you all on the course. And if not, I'll see you next Monday for another episode of Nudge. Cheers.